Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. The
score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Let's go now. You fire the first shot. Let's go, man.
Jason Leisure.
I'm here in the studio at The Score. This is a very, very special honor for you.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Are you not getting your questions answered?
No, of course not.
I don't know if I really look at it that way, Jay.
Co-host of the Sports Adjacent Podcast.
I still definitely crave Captain Crunch Crunch Berries. I could eat myself sick on that, but I'd be happy.
Jason Leisure with Bernstein and Holmes on The Score.
You are looking live at the Hank Crisp Indoor Practice Facility in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 12 general managers, 10 head coaches, dozens of NFL scouts and personnel will be watching Alabama players showcase their wares, as will this man, our guest, Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times. And he joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Oh, Jason, fun day, huh?
Yeah, hey, Dan, how do you even know what the name of that is? Like, I'm not surprised that you know Bryant Denny Stadium or something like that, but how do you possibly know the name of the Alabama Indoor Practice Facility?
Because I'm looking at the 24/7 Sports Bama Online story about what's going on today.
Wait, I thought you were going to say they had a live stream.
No, I'm just screwing around. But this is, look, it's a big deal.
Oh, I'm pretty sure this is being aired live on NFL Network.
Is it really?
Dang it, I don't have that.
I think so.
We have it in here, don't we?
Listen, when you think of the big pre-draft off-season events, it's the Senior Bowl, it's the Combine, it's Alabama Pro Day at the Hank Crisp Indoor Auditorium, Practice-nasium, whatever it's called.
Practice-nasium. I love it. Let's go. What are you
Practiteria.
Practiteria is also good. I feel like we're inventing some good words
here. Better than the Procteteria. You don't want to go there.
That sounds gross.
Yeah. bad things
it
can happen.
It does sound like
there.
A one-stop shop. I mean, it's not your worst idea.
This is getting real sports adjacent on us.
I explained. I'm going to keep it there for a minute, Layla. I'm sorry. Don't try this serious sports journalism thing on me.
Yeah, they tell me to go back to sports or something, and we can't have fun and laugh. Not
that. Nobody tells me that.
Well, good.
They say, please stay out of sports.
Let's go.
We don't like you there either.
What do you want to discuss?
I took my daughter, my soon-to-be 12-year-old daughter, to her like annual checkup, and I had my other daughter with me just tagging along, and they wanted to know like what kind of stuff I have to do when I go in for a physical. And since I'm 39, I told them like starting next year we have to start doing a colonoscopy, and they're like, oh, what's that, Dad? And they were fascinated by that, and they think it's hilarious that I'm gonna have to start doing that.
You get to have a camera up your butt? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I will take this
They're
time
like, is it
to
a
say,
Polaroid?
I will take this time to say preventative care is brutal, but also helpful to our lives.
Absolutely. I want to live. I'm going to do it. I want to live.
Did you explain to them the concept of taking one for the team?
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
God help us today. Okay, so we're
done. All right, Layla, come on. Let's do it. Let's do better. Let's do better.
Valiant Ray is working on NFL Network for us here on the working cable on The Score. I want to know specifically, what are you looking for? Is it as simple as Bryce Young? What are you looking into that is helping your reporter brain today try to sort this all out?
Well, I'm sure that the Bears will have a full delegation here for one, so it's good to be around talking to them. So far, I'm not able to see, though, because they're having everything so far this morning has been in the weight room. And, man, the security here to keep media away from the important people is on par with the White House. I think I'd have an easier time getting into the Oval Office than I would into, like, the Alabama weight room. Now, eventually, they're going to come out on the field. We'll be able to see them better. But, like, we are literally penned in. There is a roped off area that is in a that is at the turf practice field part of the field house, and the weight room where they're measuring and, you know, bench pressing and all that, and all the scouts and GMs and coaches are right now, is like it's 50 yards away from where we're at. They also put these really fun stickers on our credentials, bright yellow stickers that say media, like as in stay away, infected.
Yeah, heaven forbid, but you actually report on football, which is, you know, dependent on fans and
but there's a bunch that you want to. They don't like when you start looking around asking questions about the football team, Layla.
That's interesting.
Nobody does.
So that's
but they're looking at a lot of guys right now. I mean, like, this was a really good idea to be here when they still had the number one pick, and maybe they only trade back to two, maybe they only trade back to four. And Will Anderson could still be in reach for them. That's not going to happen at nine. They'd have to trade back up. And I just would be shocked if Ryan Poles did something like that. But you can look at some of the second-tier guys that they have. I mean, Alabama's second-tier guys are usually guys that could help you. You know, you could get some help at corner, defensive tackle with those late second-round, early third-round picks. But I think you're always going to wonder when you look at this, if Will Anderson becomes a star in the NFL, and he looks like the surest sure thing in this entire draft class to me, are you going to regret that you could have had this Hall of Fame level talent? We don't know if he'll be that, but we did this for how many years with the quarterbacks, with Mitch Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes, and strictly from a talent standpoint, Deshaun Watson.
What kind of input do the general managers and or scouts have with what drills are run? Because I obviously that's your target audience. You want to make sure they're seeing what they think they need to see. But the school also may feel it has a responsibility to not expose some of their players to what they don't do well. So how do they try to balance that to make it useful and objective, but also in the best interest of the player and the school?
Yeah, I think it's totally NFL driven at this stage. And it's on it. One of the things I find interesting at pro days, and I covered a bunch of pro days when I covered University of Florida 10 years ago, is at this point, the players are on their own, and all the way down to, it's like, if you want to coordinate interviews with these guys, you go through their agents, not through the university sports information director or something like that. They're on their own. So the Alabama football program knows it's got to hold an NFL level pro day here and do the drills and the amount of work and the intensity level that the teams are going to want to see, that like the Bears offensive line coach Chris Morgan is going to want to see at these things. Then it's on the players to say, maybe I don't go through this here. Maybe I save this for, you know, an individual workout or something, or maybe I say my film speaks for itself, or maybe I say my hamstring's a little tender and I save myself from having to go through this if I'm not going to look good in it.
Well, and to me, let's use Willie Anderson as the example, because Bryce Young's getting all the attention today. We know that's going to happen. We know he's 5'10". We know he's 204, all of this and that. But what, to me, after Willie Anderson's combine, could he even do to improve where his stature is? Is it just repeating more of the same? You know, because to me, he did everything he needed to do. So is it replicating that, or is it something different?
Yeah, it's just reassuring and verifying and showing teams that maybe he's even better than he was a month ago. He's competing against the quarterbacks, which is interesting, because how do you even do that? Mm-hmm. You see quarterbacks get drafted way higher than they should. So you could have a quarterback that's going to, in terms of like the overall talent level, I don't mean in terms of that, like they shouldn't be drafted high because it's the most important position on the field, but you could have a quarterback go third overall, but be the 15th player in the draft. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So Will Anderson is, I think everyone would say, the best player in the draft. I don't know who you could make a case for other than him. If it was just going off talent, he'd go first. But it's not just going off talent. It's going off the weighted importance of quarterbacks. So he's competing against those guys. And I promise you, Will Anderson wants to go number one, as unrealistic as that is, because nobody trades all the way up to number one unless they're going to take a quarterback.
So who are you seeing there, by the way? What are the contingents? We know Bears are there. We've seen Panthers personnel. Anybody notable that you've seen?
I can't see them.
Not yet.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome for being your great man on the ground here. But as of 11 a.m., like, I can't see them. They're going to all come back. They're all going to come out onto the actual field where we are.
Right.
In the field house. It's just like, if you call me back in like 2 hours, I'm sure that'd be a riveting segment. Part two of covering Alabama Pro Day. I could give you more info on exactly who's here.
So, yeah. So far you can't see players and personnel from other teams. That's a new wrinkle.
I think it's cool that you're there. I'm just thinking, like, the way resources, travel budgets get allocated right now, how hard did you have to argue with your editor, say, hey, send me down there, I want to cover this? Because some people are like, really? Is it that important? But I guess we can't get enough Bears content, right?
We don't ever have those conversations at the Chicago Sun-Times.
Of course
I can
not.
Tell you that flatly. We don't. We cover everything. I mean, we go where the teams are. When I started out with them, Dan, I was covering the Blackhawks. And the Blackhawks were eliminated from the playoffs that season with plenty of time to go. And we were still out there covering West Coast road trips with the Blackhawks. And I don't feel like you even need to explain that. We cover the team. And so the Trib had backed out of those trips and the Athletic had backed out. And like, if we're going to be at late season Blackhawks West Coast road trips that mean nothing in the standings, then we're going to be at all the things that matter for the Bears.
I'm happy to hear that. I am. I am too.
That's why I love working there.
That's great.
The answer is always yes about things we need to cover that pertain to any of the teams that we cover. I mean, look, we were all over the place covering the NCAA tournament. We were out in Sacramento. I mean, it was not even a question.
Yeah, more and more when I look at front pages of local newspapers and see nothing but wire service copy, it bothers me. And I do think that local reporting is incredibly important. And as an avid consumer of it, I think that's really cool.
I appreciate that. And I think you'll always find, I have no hesitance saying that you're going to find that in the Chicago Times. You're going to find for all the beats, not just the Bears, but we're going to be everywhere that we need to be. So it really was not any kind of debate on whether to be. We were at Georgia Pro Day a couple weeks ago. Patrick went to that. I mean, it's not even a question.
We appreciate it very much, Jason. There's also a good story, I think, of a possible comeback at this Alabama Pro Day. Seen multiple reports talking about DJ Fluker, who was drafted in 2013, trying to make a comeback. Jordan Schultz of The Score reported it first, and he's going to work out at this pro day. He was up to what we understand was over 400 pounds. He's down to 330 now. What do you know about this, and where could you see him possibly fitting in? Because it's a position of need in the NFL. We know that for sure.
Well, of course, I love the story. But, man, he hasn't played since 2020. And now he's 32. Like, that's going to be a tough sell, but you see this all the time. You just saw a couple days ago at Auburn's Pro Day, mm-hmm. Cam Newton was there working out. And, you know, DJ Fluker, everybody needs help at that position. So maybe he's not a starter, but if he could play at all, if he could be a solid, productive player, they had Riley Reiff on the Bears last year as a backup swing tackle. DJ Fluker could be an option for that. And, man, what a resource for him to be able to be at Alabama Pro Day, where you know everybody's going to be there and everybody's going to see it. If you're him, the Bears would be a really intriguing place to go. I think if you're him, you're going wherever offers you a job at this point, because it's not going to be a long list of teams for that probably. But you would want to go to a place where jobs are open. And if you're the Bears, you're in no position to turn away offensive line help. We looked at that a year ago as being one of their biggest, if not their biggest problem. And they're not that much better off than they were a year ago. Now, they still have draft picks, so they're going to fill things out that way. They could still make a trade. But, like, they're still absolutely looking for people on the offensive line.
Bears made another signing this morning. It announced it, a depth signing of linebacker Dylan Cole. Yet another linebacker, but it does look like they are trying to build out the bottom end of their roster with maybe some more established players than last year. How does, in overall, the free agent signings to this point, what can you determine, if anything, that informs draft strategy?
Well, they haven't really done much to address the offensive line, would be my biggest observation, and would make me think that that's what their priority is going to be at number nine. They also didn't get the game-changing defensive tackle that they need, so maybe that's what they'd be looking for at that position. That's where I would have to think that that's what they'd be trying to do, is defensive tackle, defensive end, or offensive tackle. I know the guy at Northwestern, Skronsky, is the highest rated tackle in the draft. So, I mean, if you're at nine and you walk away with the highest rated tackle in the draft, that's still a pretty good draft.
I know. I keep going back to him. I know that people are not real happy about his arm length, but when you see the video, which I have watched late at night doing show prep, the leverage, the angles he gets on his opponent, like, it's just, it's appreciated. Like, that is pro level stuff, what he's doing, at least as far as his, where his body is, what the leverage is, and the angles that he's blocking.
Yeah, and I don't know how excited people get about any offensive lineman. I don't know. Would there have been a big parade if they had signed Orlando Brown, the big free agent?
I would have been happy about it.
You know, after I heard Dave Wonstedt weigh in, I thought good things about it, but Dave Wonstedt was really interesting. He's like, you know, for that money, you got to ask, why is this guy on his third team? Is that? It was,
because he knew he could get paid. Market is, I know, but those bust are, if you're a free agent.
His point, though, was that teams will not guys who are that good at that position are franchise decade-long anchors.
Yeah. Well, and in general, though, that's kind of what I'm getting at is, would it be that thrilling if the Bears signed the big left tackle in the free agent class or drafted the top left tackle in the draft class? Does that just get you really excited the way a quarterback or a wide receiver or even a running back, a pass rusher would? No, but you need that so much. You need that to make everything else work. You've got to understand that if they do that in the draft, that is an immediate upgrade to everybody on offense, including Justin Fields. So that should get you excited.
Well, Jason, don't you remember, and Dan, you do too, when Trent Williams decided to test the market and everybody's like, oh, good luck. You know, you're older and let's see if you get paid. He got paid immediately.
Right.
Even Charles Leno got retained. So to me, that tells you exactly what's going on with that position. Like, you have to get it right in the draft.
Yeah. But the Bears also have all these other needs. So, I mean, there could be, they still don't have this pass rusher that changes everything. They still don't have this defensive tackle that changes everything, which, if you ask Matt Eberflus, he'd probably tell you that's his top priority. So, I mean, as much as things have gotten better, now there's a train. Sorry, guys.
Not kept far away from the train. So we know that. The proximity is at least there.
I just picture the one in My Cousin Vinny. It's waking him up every morning at 4 a.m. in the hotel because you're down there in Alabama getting stuck in the mud.
Yeah, and I know we're talking about Alabama Pro Day today, but let's also bring up A15 reminds me, because I was talking about him yesterday. Paris Johnson had a nice showing at Ohio State Pro Day. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that if you're he's enormous. I think if you're drafting the top left tackle in the draft class, it's a really, really good draft for you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I fall in love with the concept of drafting an offensive lineman that's going to make your life easier. I think about Detroit and how they built with Hutchinson and with Sewell. And that's kind of where I go with it.
Their lines are formidable.
And you saw the improvement in the second half of the season and how quickly that started to come together. And man, if that's, you know, I just keep thinking about it as how you can build a team successfully. They also traded for a quarterback who's shown that he's all right. But does it start at that line for him, you know?
And everything that the Bears have been doing, if I was to think of anything, like one word to describe their offseason, their free agency, it'd be conservative. Mm-hmm. Because they've been very, very careful to protect what would be a similar opportunity a year from now in free agency. And in the draft now, they have an extra first-round pick. So drafting a left tackle, one of the premium, most expensive positions, and getting a starter on a rookie contract for the next 4 or 5 years would fit Ryan Poles' big plan. I mean, that's right up there among the most expensive positions in the league. Orlando Brown, what did he sign for? $18 million a year or something like that? And that was considered below market for someone of that caliber. Like, you're going to spend a ton on a left tackle. You get a starting left tackle on a rookie contract in the draft, it still keeps everything open that Ryan Poles is hoping to do in 2024 and 25.
All right, well, enjoy your Alabama Pro Day experience. I hope they catered it for you. If they're going to literally put you in, you know, behind ropes in a pen, they should at least give you, what is it, the white barbecue sauce that's the specialty down there?
I guess. I mean, the way you described it is like I'm expecting something to be poured into a trough.
Yes. Well, I mean, if they have you sequestered there in a way, maybe they'll, you know, roll a dessert cart in or something for you. Well,
I'll let you know.
Okay.
The least they could do.
Have fun.
Thanks, Jason.
That's Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times. Layla talked to Peter King last night, and there was a lot of Bears discussion, enough to merit multiple segments of things that maybe stuff that you haven't heard or that hasn't been in his column before, unique to what's going on with the Bears. So when we come back...
He did tell me about some stuff he didn't write about.
Yeah, and when we come back, he's going to talk about that ninth pick and maybe another possibility at a skill position. And having just talked a little bit of NFL draft, we'll continue to do so with new content from the Dean of the Pro Football Writers. Next on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
This always makes me think of DeMar DeRozan now. I hope his quad is better. I know we're going to talk about that with Cody Westerlund at 12:25, amongst other things.
We are. I just want to know when it happened.
Well, I mean, it's the nagging injury, right? This is getting off topic, so I want to get back on topic. Peter King, you can argue, has dictated the news cycle this week for us regarding the Bears in Chicago, because in his Football Morning in America column for NBC, he talked about his really candid and honest conversation that he had with Ryan Poles, where, in stark contrast to the regime before him, told Peter King exactly what was going on with his thought process in trading with the Panthers that number one overall pick. So we got to talk to Peter King yesterday on Football Night in Chicago on NBC Sports Chicago. It airs every night at 6. It's also on YouTube. for those of you who miss it, but sometimes not everything makes the air because we only have a 30-minute show. So I asked Peter King about that number 9 pick now that the Bears have it after he and Ryan Poles had a chat.
You know, as I wrote the other day, I think it's going to be really, really interesting if Jalen Carter slides the way it appears he might. And I'm just saying he might. Okay. So here's what we know right now about Jalen Carter. Great player, dominant player when he was fully healthy. Okay. And we know that late in the season, that Todd McShay of ESPN said that Jalen Carter may have some either attitude, off-field concerns. And so, you know, there might be something in his background that you're going to want to look into. Okay. Then, obviously, you know, the terrible car accident that took the lives of two people in the Georgia football program that apparently happened when there was some sort of racing going on. And obviously, Jalen Carter was involved in that. And he has been sentenced to what isn't a significant sentence, but clearly he was found somewhat culpable in whatever it was that happened that evening. So I think now when you look at it, you start to wonder, okay, what are we getting in Jalen Carter? And, you know, would Jalen Carter, who I think for a large part of the pre-draft process was considered the number one overall prospect. So now, what is Jalen Carter for your team? Okay. Is he a guy who you can take on and be absolutely confident he's going to give you 8 years of 95% of Aaron Donald play? Or is he somebody who, after you draft him, you're going to go to bed that night and say, man, I hope we did the right thing. So now you wonder, where will he go in this draft? And I think there's a chance. How good a chance? I have no idea. I mean, we're still 6 weeks away, 5.5 weeks away from this draft. So I do think that there's a chance that Jalen Carter could be there at number 9. And the question is, would Ryan Poles, Matt Eberflus, and the Bears staff, who I'm sure are going to spend a lot of time investigating him, would they be comfortable enough if he's there to take him? Or do they say, you know, we really need to invest in protection for our offensive line? And would they say, Peter Skoronski might be a tackle, he might be a guard, but our grades on him are very high. We feel more comfortable taking an offensive lineman right now, even though we do have need along that defensive front. Or do you say maybe the best available tackle, Paris Johnson of Ohio State? Do you say that we don't have any questions about his ability to play right or left tackle, whereas a lot of people say, and I think it's not as big a deal as people want to make it out to be, that Skoronski's got short arms and so therefore he may be a guard. And do you want to pick a guard 9th overall? Well, if you know he's going to be as good as, you know, let's say some of the great guards who've been drafted in recent years, maybe you do. But I also think that they would probably have some significant questions about taking a player at 9 who they believe is probably only going to be a guard.
So he didn't say the name.
Right.
But if you're telling me that Skoronski is as good as Quentin Nelson as a guard, yes.
I mean, that's where all signs point for me.
If he's that good, if he's that much of a beast, and I don't know if he is. I mean, Nelson's very special, like John Hanna level guard. He's a great, great player who happens to play a very unheralded and difficult to appreciate position.
I go back to, is this the storyline that's going to dominate the draft now at 9? And obviously I talked to I talked to Peter King about a multitude of things. And one of the points that seems to be coming, I think, at least the storyline that seems to be coming together, is that Jalen Carter's falling. We don't know how far he's going to fall. We have the Brad Biggs report earlier this week from the Tribune saying that the Bears plan on meeting with him. Ryan Poles has said that. They're taking the extra effort to do so. How much of it is a smokescreen, and how much of it is maybe given their system and what they want to do, that this is actually really now feasible?
There was another name.
That trade wasn't made until after this news came out. Do you really think he's going to be there at 9?
We don't know yet. I mean, there's so many variables still.
Let's go over the draft order again. You've got the Panthers, Texans, Cardinals, Colts, Seahawks from Denver, Lions, Raiders, then the Falcons.
It's the Lions thing that really worries me.
Man, that's why when you nail a trade and you get that pick back that's that high, man, this is a franchise-defining draft for the Lions, given how they've built so far. They could get exponentially better.
Well, if Jalen Carter is what we think he could be and he's next to Aiden Hutchinson, that's
dude,
no fun. That's no fun.
And if you're the Bears, do you give that any thought?
No, I don't want them to draft defensively. I really don't want them. If you're saying give it thought, as in what are we going to need offensively if they've got those beasts? Yeah, you have to, because Hutchinson is sort of a Justin Fields kryptonite kind of thing because of his ability to move.
Well, let's face
because
it.
Of his length and bend and athleticism.
An average defensive line could be Justin Fields' kryptonite because of the offensive line in front of Justin Fields.
Yeah, we'll see. It's already better knowing that he's got guys that he can look for a little quicker downfield who he can trust rather than putting it through the hands of Equanimeous St. Brown or off the chest plate of Dante Pettis.
Now, this is a bit of customer service here because I don't think we would be doing our jobs if I didn't ask him about Jaxon Smith-Njigba, given the connection with Justin Fields, given that, say, you saw how the Bengals built. They were like, okay, forget this on the line. Let's just get our guy. Let's get the Ja'Marr Chase to Joe Burrow. So I asked him about that possibility.
I don't think it's impossible, but I do think that in having spent a high second round pick, for Chase Claypool, and in making DJ Moore a huge part of this trade, my gut feeling is, unless they absolutely love the Ohio State receiver, that they'll probably go in a different direction.
You got okay. I feel like you got your WR1.
Oh, no doubt.
DJ Moore.
No doubt.
That is an embarrassment of riches in the receiving room, especially in contrast to last year, if that were to happen. But that still doesn't help your line.
We have a lot more coming from this interview that Layla did last night with Peter King. Really, the meat of it we're saving for after noon. That is very specific stuff about Ryan Poles and the conversations he's had with him and the stuff that he got from Poles that didn't make its way into his column. All that is coming after the top of the hour. You're going to want to keep it here because we have High Noon coming up. And we haven't really covered at all this Gwyneth Paltrow ski accident trial. The facts of this are really ridiculous.
Of all the things Gwyneth Paltrow is involved in, I did not think that ski accident was going to be the trial that was going to get her. I have a tale for you of terrible looking food, service politician work, and finding out the truth.
Wow. That's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
It's time for High Noon, and you say, well, what is Leila Rahimi doing here? It's a Thursday. Well, Lawrence Holmes is out today.
I'm here to hurt your feelings.
And tomorrow, yes, and she's happy to do that for you for the next couple days. So, but this is the Bernstein and Holmes show. We always tell you what we have started out talking about. We just really lamented that faceplant by the Bulls. There was all this goodwill, and there's all the excitement, and then they just kicked their own ass, as you said. And at least
that's really what happened.
And even, you know, Billy was resorting to coach speak, which is probably a bad sign. And there was even a chuckle out of Zach LaVine. He's like, we just got our ass whooped. And yeah, they did. We made fun of Casey Johnson's the pregame report about how Patrick Beverley has them really all, like, they're picking up the rope and they're concentrating and they're working hard and they're taking things seriously and the compete level is high. And then Casey this morning was on with Mully and Haw and said, yeah, never mind about all that. Jason Leisure is down in Tuscaloosa covering the Alabama Pro Day. He talked to us and we gave you part one of Layla's Football Night in Chicago exclusive with Peter King.
It's High Noon.
So there was this video. Well, it wasn't a video. It was a picture. It was a viral photo of really terrible looking barbecue that was going around a couple weeks ago. And it was supposedly Virginia barbecue. And we find out that a politician in Virginia was so offended, she decided to do something about it. Louise Lucas is a state senator, and she posted on Twitter, I'm aware of this fake photo circulating on the internet of Virginia barbecue. Nothing like this has ever been served in our Commonwealth. After some investigation, we learned this picture was actually taken in Texas. So I refer all questions to them. Now this is the kind of public service I'm here for, ladies and gentlemen, because this picture was terrible looking. It was a really bland-looking mac and cheese, some sad-looking green beans, some orange side that I can't quite figure out, a piece of Texas toast, and what looked like some underdone brisket and underdone ribs.
Oh, that looks awful.
Come to find out, it is from my grandmother's hometown of Decatur. Decatur, Texas.
So that's one city in Texas where it's spelled
city
like another city.
I wouldn't use city but to describe Decatur.
But it's pronounced the same. I would think as it's Texas, it's always something like Decatur or something like that.
Yeah, like Waxahachie. So Decatur, they call you an Ader from Decatur if you're from there, but I don't know why. It's just a thing that happens. Her father was from a place called Uz. There's no longer actually Uz, just a sign that says this is where Uz was.
Uz? Like U-Z-Z?
U-Z.
Okay,
this Uz. Is where Uz was.
Are we in Oz? No. No, you're not. You're in Uz.
And if I were in Decatur adjacent to my hometown of Denton County, I would be embarrassed if that were the barbecue coming from anywhere. But guess what? Her taxpayers and the people she serves looked into it, and they know she was correct.
You know, I've been to Virginia multiple times. I don't think I've ever had Virginia barbecue.
Well, they were offended.
I've seen Virginia ham, but I didn't know there was such a thing as, like, I know there's a barbecue culture there, but Virginia's a very odd state, depending on where you are. It's like a lot
it's
of
a
different
big state.
Micro-cultures.
It's
yeah.
And also called a commonwealth, which I don't
Correct.
Think you use that term lightly, but in this case needed to be said. So she looked into it, which is what should happen. She heard the will of the people. She heard the needs of the people.
Mm-hmm.
She then did her due diligence and then got to the bottom of it, thereby answering the needs of the people. And then people started replying with what Texas barbecue should look like, which is much
I know
better.
Everyone knows what brisket. Texas, right, everyone knows what
much
Texas barbecue should
better
look
looking
like.
Better looking collard greens. And then people started posting their other videos of promoting Virginia barbecue, like Pierce's.
Okay.
And that looks excellent. So I feel like this has been a very good episode of service politician work. Public servant at your service.
Testimony resumed yesterday in a Utah trial over a 2016 skiing collision involving Gwyneth Paltrow. Yes, I said 2016. This has been ongoing for 7 years. The actress and businesswoman was seated in the Park City, Utah courtroom where opening statements began in the case on Tuesday. Terry Sanderson, 76, has accused Paltrow of crashing into him and causing him lasting injuries and brain damage while they were both skiing on a beginner's run on a Utah mountain in February of 2016. On Wednesday morning, Paltrow's attorney Steve Owens raised an objection to a still photographer in the courtroom transmitting a photo of her. Judge Kent Holmberg agreed it was a violation of the court's decorum order, explaining still images of the proceeding should follow the microphone. The camera was seized, and the judge said the reporter would be removed if it happened again. Before a lunch break, radiologist Wendell Gibby testified that Sanderson deteriorated after the collision and stopped doing many of the activities he did prior to the incident. Another physician and family members of Sanderson may take the stand later in the day. In the court documents obtained by CNN, Sanderson stated that while skiing at Deer Valley Resort, Paltrow allegedly skied out of control, knocking him down hard, knocking him out, causing a brain injury, 4 broken ribs, and other serious injuries. Paltrow filed a countersuit against Sanderson, a retired optometrist, claiming he skied into her. According to Paltrow's countersuit, she, quote, was enjoying skiing with her family on vacation in Utah when plaintiff, who was uphill from Ms. Paltrow, plowed into her back. She sustained a full body blow. Ms. Paltrow was angry with plaintiff and said so. Plaintiff apologized. She was shaken and upset and quit skiing for the day, even though it was still morning.
Wow, what a sacrifice.
Sanderson had initially sued Paltrow for $3.1 million, but later amended his complaint and is now seeking more than $300,000 in damages, according to court documents. Paltrow is seeking $1 in damages, plus attorney's fees. The trial is expected to last 1 week, and Sanderson's attorney said he does expect to call Paltrow to the stand tomorrow.
What do you make of this?
I have no idea. I just know of all the things that she has foisted on unsuspecting people, this is like the least of them.
I mean, the pseudoscience, and there's a lot of it. There's some good stuff in, I think, what she does, but there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Well, she's always telling you to shove something up somewhere, right?
Which
is it was like a jade egg and another thing. It was like, you know, bleach your ass crack or something. She always has something weird and invasive. It's like, no, this is what everybody's doing these days. What the hell are you talking about?
And she sells it.
I know.
People believe it.
She sells like a big, huge tub of ass crack bleach.
I don't think that's it exactly, but I think that's the concept.
Well, it's something like that. It's something like take this thing and shove it up where the sun don't shine, or spread this all over yourself and walk around all day. I mean, what are we doing?
If you want to know what we're talking about,
I'd rather not.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a, what would you call it? Is it a lifestyle site? Is it a...
It's a pseudoscience site.
Goop?
Yes.
And so it's like a TB12 vibes a little bit, huh?
But way more invasive. He just sells you an $80 vibrating sphere. I mean, you can put it places, I'm sure, for a good time.
I think you just described similar things.
No, but she's literally saying, well, you know, you need to shine UV rays on your hoo-ha. And like, no, you don't.
There's some stuff that's good in there, like some stuff that like creeps in where you're like, okay, yeah,
I like drink a lot of water. Okay, that's good.
Or like some matcha that I like.
What's some matcha?
Some matcha. You asked what matcha was
yesterday. Oh, that was the matcha. That was like I remember. It is ground up green tea to make it more potent.
Yeah, it's just a different type of tea.
Okay. So
that's
it's tea.
It. Right.
All right.
Some brands are better than others. But as far as this is concerned, the countersuit for $1 is it's sending the message here. But either way, I just didn't think that this is what she would get sued for. I thought it would be something completely different. However, retribution comes when it comes.
Somebody tweeted a picture of her at the trial yesterday and said, no one has ever looked more like someone getting sued over a skiing accident. It was perfect.
Does she even... I mean, don't you like... there's a lot to prove there in a trial for, like, to say that she's responsible, correct?
I don't know Utah skiing accident law. I have no... I don't know. I don't know what you or how many witnesses they have to call or what pictures need to be taken.
Because, I've fallen by myself on a ski run thinking I was like Peekaboo Street or something, and I wasn't. And then I only had myself to blame. But if I run into somebody, they're just skiing too. So they only have, it's just an accident.
I've had some near misses. You know, sometimes if the run is a little crowded, depending, and you're both, you know, sort of carving, you don't see the person coming from a side, and you're leaning one way, person leaning the other way. It's not like, if you can see somebody, you can avoid them. But sometimes it's like a side brush or something like that.
Don't you give up some liability just being on the ski run, knowing accidents can happen?
Accidents can happen. Yes, I would think that some of that is signed away. But that would be indemnified against that. That would be against suing the resort. I don't think necessarily you are signing away anything relative to another person. I don't know. My worry is more making sure I'm on the lift and I don't fall off the lift.
Yeah, that is also a key.
Like getting on and making sure my balance is right just in time so it sort of catches me. And yep. that's my skiing anxiety. Usually once I'm at the top, I'm fine.
Right. No, that's huge. And also, yeah, just staying on the lift and then getting off of the lift requires concentration.
Yeah, and then thinking, like, I could easily fall off of this lift.
But if you ski, you're going to crash into stuff. Either you're going to crash falling down or you're going to crash into other people. Like, that's just part of the, part of the risk you take. That's what I'm trying to figure out here. But maybe this is more about Gwyneth Paltrow getting sued.
I don't know. And countersuing, but only seeking a dollar. There has to be consideration. It has to be a dollar.
Okay. Yeah, it's just the court of public opinion on her is it's a thing.
I don't know. I mean, like, sometimes as an actress, she seems likable.
You
know,
Hold on. What? Did this whole story get birthed from your algorithm? Is that what happened here?
No, it didn't. It was actually on CNN. She's not in my algorithm.
I did Google Gwyneth Paltrow Utah ski accident images.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's got a white fluffy turtleneck. She looks like she's fresh out of the ski cabin lodge.
Now
like.
I'm going to do it. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, she is 50, so that could be in the algorithm soon, I guess.
Let's see here.
We haven't had the official welcome to the algorithm yet.
Oh yeah, she does look pretty annoyed, doesn't she?
Oh yeah.
What do you do for that? Like, is there some sort of thing you need to buy for that or candle you need to burn?
For annoyance?
Yeah. Probably. I'm making all these references that unless you know what I'm talking about with Goop, they're not going to
I know hit. I know that particular reference, and no thank you on that, too.
This kind of goes hand in hand with our conversation we're going to have at 12:45 about the Pat Beverly corollary.
We're really going to do this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've watched a lot of sports. I understand the concept. I've thought about it myself.
Okay. When we come back, Peter King, the good stuff, the Bears stuff, the Bears-related Ryan Poles stuff.
Actual reporting on teams that you care about.
Yes. See, that's what we bring you here. We know that. That's you talk about service journalism. It's next on The Score.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.